the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation.
God, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You may be seated. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of the Scripture. If you'll just give me just a few minutes tonight, if you're listening, amen, just try to hear me out. I don't know why you come to God's house tonight, but I hope and pray it was for the right reason. Amen. I'm burdened a little bit as a pastor. I'm burdened a little bit as a preacher, amen, in the day and hour that we live in. I was asking God to show us what we needed to bring in this last service that we'll be in 2014. Amen. And I got this thought on my mind, and I think I preached one time on being average. I think what we need is we don't need to be the average, amen, Baptist church. We don't need to be the average Christian. We don't need to be the average church member. I think we need to be beyond, amen, that we call average, amen. As I was thinking about this, you know, the church at Laodicea was not hot. Amen. It wasn't cold. It was lukewarm, the Bible says. And it, in other words, you know what he was trying to say? That was average. You know what the average church is today? They're lukewarm. You know what the average Christian, quote Christian, is today? Amen. They're not always hot and they're not always cold. They're lukewarm. I don't think there's nobody in here so saved that you couldn't move up a little bit closer to God. Amen. We live in such a feel good, if it feels good, do it society. Amen. We're living in such a time, amen, that sin ain't sin no more. Amen. You can live like hell and enjoy heaven when you die. How God's people said. But I want to tell you something. Amen. Listen, you can't live like hell and enjoy heaven when you die. If that's in the Word of God, show me, I'll believe it. But guess what? It ain't in there. Boy, amen. You're either going to help me or we're going to be a long time tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me say this. It was lukewarm. It was the average temperature. It wasn't to the extreme right. It wasn't extreme left. I don't want to be average. Listen, when it comes to issues, I want to take a stand in such a way that makes people love me or makes people hate me. Did you hear what I said? I want to be the place, amen, in my life that, hey, I want to take such a stand, amen, for what I believe. People either love me for it or they'll hate me for it, amen. I believe that's either being hot or cold, amen. I believe in the year this coming 2014, I want to encourage us all not to be the average member or the average Christian or the average church. Let me tell you something, friend. I don't want to be the average church. Oh, and by the way, just because Free Will Baptist is out there on the marquee does not mean, hey, let me tell you something, there's more going than Free Will Baptist. You know, some people's got the idea they're the only one going. They're the only movement going. Hogwash, amen. If they've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, and their name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they're going, amen. They're going. Oh, listen to, oh, by the way, you take Free Will off the sign. That don't impress me one bit. Somebody else needs to say amen right there. Yeah, right, Deacon. Hey, right, Deacon. Amen. Listen to me. Now, let me give you a few things, amen, that we don't need to be in the year 2014. First of all, we don't need to be carnal. You know what carnal is? That's falling the flesh. Amen. I think we need to live righteous and holy this coming year. Listen, Romans 8:7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for he is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. I tell you, we don't need to be carnal. The word carnal has to do with his flesh. Amen. In order to not be carnal, you gotta be saved. If you don't want to be carnal, you got to be born again. Amen. And if we're born again, thank the Lord. Listen, I have a problem with my flesh every day. Amen. But thank God. Amen. Preacher, don't you ever sin? Yeah, we sin. Amen. But we sin. The Bible says we have an advocate with the Father. Hallelujah. He's there to make my case for me. Amen. Amen. We don't need to be carnal. We got to be saved. Amen. Hey, I'll tell you another. If you don't want to be carnal, you got to be spirit-filled. Let me tell you something, that's what a lot of people are scared to death of. Amen. You know what burdens me? Amen. I tell you what burdens me, preacher. People say they're Christian all day long. Amen. And I wonder if they even know what the Spirit of God is.
Amen.
Anybody in here know what the Spirit of God is?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Have you witnessed that in your life?
Amen.
Amen. Listen to me. Well, if you have, you should feel guilty every time you quench the power and the Spirit of God. Amen. Yeah. Not only that, I think we, in 2014, we don't need to be conforming. Amen. Making the church like the world. We need to be renewed by the Word of God. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says this, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We don't need to be changing our meetings for the world. Let me tell you something. We got churches all over this county. Amen. All over this world, in this county, that's changing, amen, their meetings, amen, their churches for the world.
Amen.
You know, I told you Sunday night, there'd be people that'd be ashamed to come to this church. They'd be ashamed to even have their name associated
amen.
With going home Free Will Baptist Church. Well, let me tell you something. Hey, I thank God that you love the house of God. Amen. Let me tell you something. You shouldn't be ashamed of your church.
Amen.
And, you, and by the way, if you're here and you're ashamed of going home church, what did you come for? You ashamed to be ashamed? Well, I'll go, but I'll not have my name up there. They done seen you turn the parking lot. Amen. It's too late. You're done associated. Say amen. What gets me? Preacher, I'll come up there, but I'll not have my name on the roll. Amen. Glory to God. If you're ashamed of it that much, don't come back.
Amen.
It's a funny thing to me through the years. Amen. People will be ashamed and people will leave your church and people will leave and do other things. But when it comes down, amen. Hey, and I've witnessed this in the last several months. Amen. A person, amen, that said, amen, that used to be a member of this church. Amen. Used to, amen, love this church and testify how they loved it, how good it was. Amen. Called me a couple of months back and said, preacher, they called me and said, who am I speaking to? I told him, said, preacher, I know if anybody can get a prayer through, you could. I need you to pray for me. I messed up. I'm in trouble. All God's people said. We don't need to be conforming to this world. We don't need to change our meetings. I like old-fashioned services, don't you? I like the old-time way, don't you? Amen. Let me ask you, let me say this. We don't need to change our methods for the world. We don't need to change our message for the world. Nay, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. We don't need to change the message. We need, hey, matter of fact, we need more preaching on hell. That there is a hell. Me and the brother was talking about earlier, amen. Where the Bible says there's weeping and there's wailing and there's gnashing of teeth, amen. We don't need to be conforming in 2014. I like it the way we got it. Some of you do. This old 66 caliber. How many with me? This old 66 caliber, what are you saying? 66 caliber, 66 books consist. Amen of this precious Word. I'm talking about the authorized King James Version of the Word of God. Guess what it does, friend? Amen. It's still pure. It's still preserved. It's still precious. It's still proven. It's still plain. It's still pointed. And it's still powerful. Amen. It's still powerful. We don't need to change our music for the world. Let me tell you something. Thank God for the old Psalms. Thank God for the old hymns. Thank God for spiritual songs that we heard tonight. Oh, God's people said, hallelujah, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. You ashamed of your church? You ashamed of your church? I ain't ashamed of the church. Are you ashamed of the church you attend? I ain't ashamed of the church I did. Amen. Why? Because we believed in the precious book. Amen. The precious Word of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Some people won't come because of the way I preach. Some people won't come because free will's out there. Well, you know how I feel on that. Amen. But I'll say this. Amen. It ain't a hurting us. All God's people said. It ain't hurting us, but some of us are so dignified. Amen. Some of us, amen, are so dignified and glorified in ourselves. Amen. You'd be afraid to shout. Be afraid to shed a tear. Be afraid to say amen. Be ashamed to lift up your hand to God. All God's people said. We got about 4 minutes in this new year. Amen. We don't need to change our morals for the world. America and some churches have changed its mind about liquor. They've changed their mind about abortion. Changed their mind about gambling. Sodomy. But that doesn't mean, amen, that they're still, amen, that they're not still wicked sins. Amen. The wicked sins. I thank God for that fella on Duck Dynasty. Oh, by the way, one of them and their wife is going to do an interview tonight at 9 o'clock with Fox News. I got it recording. Praise the Lord. All God's people said. Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word. Be instant in season. Glory to God. Out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You know what we need? Courageous preaching this coming year. You know what we need? I'm talking about preachers that need to get back, amen, to exposing sin and exposing false doctrine and preaching, amen, that, hey, the wages of sin is death. That's what we need. Amen. Hey, what else we need? We need some contrite people. What do you mean contrite? Let me tell you something. Baptists don't repent about their sin these days. They just change churches. You may say that again? Amen. Hey, people don't repent of their sins these days. Members don't repent of their sins these days. They'll change church to find a church. Amen. That the preacher don't tell them about their sin. Amen. They'll run from God. But you know what? You can't convince them that that's what they're doing. Amen. Amen. I've seen people, amen, back up on the stand they took. Amen. And testimonies. I've seen them back up from the stand they took. Amen. Where they at, preacher? They ain't here no more. Why? Because they've ran.
Amen.
We don't need to. Glory to God. We need a confessing place, a place where we can come and confess our sins to God. I'll tell you what else we need in 2014. Or what we don't need to do, we don't need to be contemporary. In other words, in step and in touch with the times. Amen. This day and age that we're living in, you got to be in step and in time. Amen. Or you're not in. These churches, amen, that has gotten their coffee houses, preacher, awful plain. God, that ain't God's word. He cleaned the house when he walked in and seen the money. When he seen the money changers, amen. Amen. Changing money down in the house of God. He ran them out of the house of God.
Amen.
But them kind of churches, amen, you know what they're doing? They're hurting this church.
Yes, sir.
Hurting this church. You know why it's hurting this church? Because it's a feel good. It's a feel good. Hey, are we in 2014 yet? Somebody say amen. Not yet. Some clocks got it, some clocks don't. Amen. What are you saying? Hey, amen. We don't need that kind. Amen. Amen. Hey, glory to God. I tell you, I want to go where I feel the presence and the power of Almighty God. We don't need a contemporary place. We need a place that's reliable, that can be reliable. Moreover, it is required in stores that a man be found faithful. People should be able to count on our message. Amen. There's no telling what I'm going to say on any given Sunday. But the message will come from this book.
Amen.
Ain't no telling what I'll say on any given Tuesday night. But the message will come from this book. All God's people said. Our music say people shouldn't wonder if our music come from Hollywood. Or some other amen form. They ought to know that it's come from God. Amen. Our manner. I think it's a bomb. I think it's a sin to God for people to shout and clap during a song and sit quiet as a church mouse while the living word of God and the living word of God is being preached to God's people. They'll shout it out when singing, but boy, you let an old leather lung preacher get up and preach the gospel of Christ. They'll sit there like a dog on the log.
Amen.
Won't even holler amen. Amen. Boy, it's about the fastest 5 points I'm going to have. See, we don't need to be compromising.
Amen.
Leaving old time convictions.
Amen.
2 Timothy 3:10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. You know what we need to do this year? Stay in the Scripture.
Amen.
Amen. No matter what everybody else is doing, stay in the Word of God. Amen. Listen to me. Stay with the standards. A church ought to always have spiritual babies in the midst. Sure, but they should not be in positions of leadership. How God's people said, amen, they always ought to be spiritual babies growing in God's house, but they shouldn't be leading the choir. They shouldn't be on the deacon board. They shouldn't be, amen, playing the piano. How God's people said, sure. I think, hey, if a person isn't so winning, I wonder if they're following Jesus or not. Whoa. Preacher, I don't so win. Well, you putting that title on me? Let me tell you something. Hey, we're to go out into the world. Amen. Go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. Hey, and by the way, I don't believe if you try to win souls, you shouldn't be a Sunday school teacher. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Amen. I don't think if you're trying to win souls, you shouldn't be a deacon.
Amen.
You should. Hey, all God's people said.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We don't need to be charming in 2014. Ooh. What do you mean charming? Drawing the world to the church. That's what these other churches are doing. They're being charming. Amen. We need to reach out with the gospel where they are. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel what? To every creature. They don't need to be charmed in here. They need to be confronted out there. They don't need to be charmed in here. They need to be confronted out there. We're going to start an amen visitation program. Oh, we need your help. Amen. Let's go where they are. They don't need to be comforted. They need to be convicted. You know, sometimes, amen, years ago, you go to a door and you'll say, where do you go to church? I'm Jeff Duncan, going home from Eagle Baptist Church. You can attend church anywhere. Where do you go to church? Amen. Or we'll say, are they saved? You know what I think we need to start asking them? Have you ever been under conviction? Have you ever been convicted? You say, what's so important about that question? Because if they ain't never been under Holy Ghost conviction, they ain't never been saved. How many wants to come to this altar tonight and say, God, help me be the best church member. Help me to be the best Christian. Help us to be the best church. I'm coming tonight to this altar. Let's all stand. Altar's open. We're already into the new.